Let's acapella the news.
Yeah.
It's time for Rant 2.
Acapella the news.
Yeah, I had to sing about the fights today, boys.
Of course.
Plural. They're just, I don't even know if anything happened in practice besides the fight. But yeah, I had to sing about it. And I combined a little bit of what you like, Obvious, because I know you enjoy when we go high.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I get knocked down, but I get up again, and you're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again, and you're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again, and you're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
What's the accent gonna be here?
Dismissing them all today.
Jeez.
Dismissing them all today.
He takes a light hit, the team hates it. We have to wait a bit for the fate of it. We watch the reaction bit from the Pat side. Yeah, it's hard to break it up, but if you try.
Oh, Matty boy, Matty boy, Matty boy.
I get knocked down.
Yeah.
That's keeper.
A little bit of everything there.
When we put together that acapella news commercial, that's going on.
It's on there.
That's absolutely going on.
Oh, Matty boy.
That's absolutely going on there. Before we get to some Hey Joe questions, a little bit of news. LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers agreed to a 2-year, $97.1 million extension. It includes a third-year player option for the 2024-2025 season. It includes a 15% trade kicker, and it makes James the highest earning player in NBA history with $532 million in career guaranteed money, surpassing Kevin Durant, if you care about those types of things. So what does that mean? James is ineligible for a no trade clause because he agreed on the extension and not a new deal, but the new contract starting salary of $46.7 million, the 15% trade kicker and James's stature as one of the history's great players likely make him a Laker for as long as he chooses.
Can't wait till somebody takes Bronny with the first pick in the NBA draft.
And that's
just for the block.
That is where I was curious this would go, because Bronny James has come into his own this week. Had a highlight reel dunk.
Sure.
You know you've arrived when Skip Bayless decides, all right,
he's going to beef down.
I've picked on
beef down a generation.
It's like once again,
we'll start going after James and Jackson. I hate you, Julio.
Once again, we sit here in awe of the generational wealth that LeBron James has created. Well, he's also created generational wealth for Skip Bayless, because now he has another James he can rip on Fox Sports. So Bronny James has come into his own, and he's entering his senior year. Bronny, he's currently rated as the number 43 overall prospect in the class of 2023 when you look at those 24/7 sports composite rankings. There are some, you know, like UCLA, USC would make a lot of sense for a place for him to go. Hey, there's the Ohio State connection if he decides to go to college. Or are we counting on college not necessarily being necessary for Bronny James? Maybe he goes the G League route, or the rules change and he can just go directly to the pros.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the rules are going to change by the time for the next NBA draft, which is what it would have to do for him to play. But I could definitely see him playing in the G League next year, based out in LA somewhere, for sure.
So what that would set up is that LeBron James would be entering the final year of his deal if he picks up the third year. Right.
No, it would be
the second year.
That's already signed.
So he would be entering the second year of his contract with the Lakers while Bronny James could theoretically...
Would then be in the draft.
In the draft.
Mm-hmm. I would absolutely take him.
You got to draft him.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Not the Lakers.
No.
I'm saying
anybody.
I would go for the block there.
Absolutely.
Circle gets the square.
You want to play with your son? It's going to cost you. Or what ends up happening is, hey, ticket sales, right? Whenever the Lakers come to town, you know you're going to be on TV that day. You could be one of the worst teams in the league. Doesn't matter. You got Bronny James in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I still remember when Ken Griffey Jr. played with his dad in Seattle
on
the same team. You know, I mean, it was an attraction. They weren't any good. The team wasn't any good. Obviously, Jr. was very good. But...
I'm trying to think of the All-Star game rules. Not every player is eligible to be drafted in the All-Star game, right?
No.
Like there's a pool for you to pick from?
No, you have to be selected, yeah. Then
LeBron James needs to kick around some weight, so that he can actually have Bronny now, in the All-Star game lineup.
He's going to kick around enough weight to get him into the NBA. Nah, he doesn't need to get him into the All-Star game.
That's fair.
He's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He's a top 100 player, but let's not get
crazy. There's no chance of Bronny James playing a year at like UCLA or the Big Ten and then transferring to an ACC school to help out.
I don't think so.
No, I doubt it. I doubt it. He'll definitely be in the NBA. Let's answer some Hey Joe questions. Joe cracked the thorn.
Really wanted to see Bronny at Cameron, but that's okay. First up in Hey Joe from Bennett on Twitter. Hey Joe, you gonna pay Bally Sports $20 a month to watch the Canes?
Hey, big news today. Bally Sports finally unveiled their plan for Bally Sports Plus. What does that mean for you, the Carolina Hurricanes fan who has had a antagonistic relationship with TV trying to watch the Carolina Hurricanes legally?
Thank you for throwing that part in there.
Legally, or without shenanigans or borrowing your parents' login like I do. So for $20 a month, or I think it's $189 for the full season to save some money, you get access to the app and the games and everything else. Rather than having to find a cable provider that has Bally Sports, like Spectrum or DirecTV Stream, I think it's called.
Yes.
I'm a Hulu Live subscriber.
Same.
Bally has not been on Hulu Live for, two seasons now, I think. And YouTube recently lost them, I think, this past season, which caused even more frustration. And then you got the app, and here's the other problem. I mean, look, technology's hard, man, and not everything that we do at this company works all the time. But if you're going to ask me to pay $20 for your app,
yeah, better.
It better freaking work on a consistent basis. And when I say work, I'm not even talking about being able to watch the games. I'm talking about everything. Things freezing, no sound, you know, mixed audio coming through. It can be a very frustrating experience to watch the Canes on the app. But yeah, it's $20 a month for Bally Sports Plus. It'll give you access to the Canes. This probably affects you the most, right, Julio?
It does. I like watching the Canes on TV.
Yeah.
I like going to games, too. I don't go to all of them, but I would like to sit on my couch or sit on my chair and watch the Canes. And I have ESPN Plus, which is a source of frustration for me, which is why I watched so much of the Florida Panthers last year, because I could watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Canes, I couldn't. So we'll have to see. You're going to have to explain the stream to me again about AT&T, because I am an AT&T internet person.
Man,
so maybe is it time for me to leave Hulu? But I love Hulu. I love the simplicity of Hulu.
Yeah.
You know, people ask me, what channels? My parents like to do this sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What channel is the game on, or what channel is the golf on? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go on Hulu, it just says, here's the FedEx Cup playoffs. Mm-hmm. Oh, bloop, me, got it. The Bear. Oh, okay, bloop, there it is.
You finally started watching The Bear?
I just finished it this morning.
What did you think?
I liked it.
That was a very good show.
I liked it.
I'm wrapping up The Boys on Amazon before football really gets going. I didn't think that show could continue to top itself the way that it's topped itself after two seasons, but season three goes to another level that I'm really... it takes a lot for me to be surprised by what I watch on television in a show. The Boys on Amazon finds ways to do that. So
you're saying this in a good way?
In a good way.
I have no idea what it is.
I mean, you're squeamish, though, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Then you're going to hate the show.
Okay, stay away.
You would hate the show.
Got it.
You would absolutely hate the show. I am not squeamish, but even I find myself going, ooh.
Oh, okay.
I want to make something really clear about Bally Sports, though. You know, it's kind of being positioned in like, finally, Canes fans can watch the Canes. Well, I mean, that's not true entirely, right? I hate how things are framed sometimes on how we talk about these things. Nobody was preventing you from watching the Carolina Hurricanes, okay? You can watch the Carolina Hurricanes any number of ways. If you truly wanted to watch the Canes, you could have signed up for Spectrum, one of the easier ways to go about it. And honestly, we're at the point now, ironic really, that if you care about sports and the majority of your viewing ends up being sports, then actually going to a Spectrum, and I'm not doing that as a free advertisement for Spectrum. They're not paying me to say this. I'm just talking about the finances of it all. You actually save money if you go back to a bundle. It's hilarious,
Rant.
But off you go back to the bundle.
We need to get a clip from Ovius from whatever year it was.
Ten years ago.
You were the proponent of untethering.
I was. And
you were the poster child.
I was the poster child.
You cost that cable company more than anybody in this market.
And I will say this.
And now you're back.
I'm selling Chewy's gum. I am not back. Okay?
Cats in the cradle, Joey.
Not back. My point is, for the most part, if you are a if you're a casual sports fan, it's
casual
sports fan. You only care about things like the NFL, playoff games, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, then unbundling still saves you money.
Okay.
But if you're a hardcore sports fan, this world of untethering financially is no longer viable. And it actually makes more sense to sign up for something like DirecTV or Spectrum and go away from Hulu or YouTube TV, et cetera, right?
I got way too many subscriptions.
But
way too many.
Smart people.
And if I add Bally's, I don't know.
Smart people.
I've not been accused of that yet.
Or technologically savvy people.
Also not accused of that.
No. Will be the first ones to tell you, yeah, well, you understand you can go to other websites and find this stuff. And they actually have more consistently better streams than what you get from Bally. I'll just leave it at that. I'll let you all do the Google search after that. ESPN Plus and a VPN technically comes out to be cheaper than what you would be paying for Bally Sports. But you didn't hear that from me. All right, next up.
Next up from Josh on Twitter. Hey, Joe, just remember, if you ever get to the point where everybody in Raleigh and surrounding areas hate you, just come east. At least you'll be in the same company.
Yeah, look, we finally went through with an NC State curse reverse ceremony. We went to Carter-Finley Stadium. We had candles, incense, oil.
Lavender was delightful.
We had some herbs that you actually put in your enemy's path. We had Peter Golenbach's book. We had the 2010 NC State Baseball Whoop Fact Media Guide. We actually had a box score. An authentic box score from the College World Series game in which COVID took over, right? Mm-hmm. So we did our best. We had a 1981 Clemson soda bottle filled up, drank it, poured it out. So we did our best to just kind of cleanse NC State, just cleanse the vibes. I think we did our part. And you can watch that video, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Path of their enemies.
We did all sorts of things, man.
I mean,
if it doesn't work,
there's been some news since we performed that ceremony. I'm not going to try to connect any of those dots in no way, shape, or form.
Those are mere coincidences because the ceremony.
Because all we did was protect NC State.
That's all we did. There was no hex on anybody else.
Nope.
It was simply, hey, State, you're poised to have a big year. Let's help with the vibe then. Cleanse the house. We'll see what happens.
We might have gotten onto the field. We weren't really invited there, but eh.
I mean,
there was a turned eye.
If it was open, just saying.
That's how it was explained.
Next up.
You're not allowed, but if you're there, it's
if you're there.
Yeah. The gate was kind of open.
It was, yeah.
Next up from Ken on Twitter. Hey, Joe, do you have a UNC National Championship Coke to pour out to help manifest football Mageddon and the ACC Football Championship?
Well, I feel like we already did that. And to answer the question, yes, we do have an unopened North Carolina Championship soda bottle.
That's right. We reloaded our supply. That's how we got the Clemson one.
Yeah, you found some,
right? A friend of my mom's donated. They're listening to the show. They're
perfect.
Like, oh, I got some more for
perfect.
You. You haven't had the Clemson one yet.
So we've got a...
Which wasn't terrible, by the way.
Actually, the Clemson one held up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Maybe those Tigers. Maybe there's something to it.
Maybe there is. But yeah, we've got a 1982 Coca-Cola bottle for North Carolina. But I don't know if that's necessary because we already did something to help ensure coastal chaos. We poured out 40s, and we actually had Mac Brown and Pat Narduzzi and others from the Coastal Division pour out a Miller High Life into a trash bin while we were at ACC kickoff. So I think that was kind of the ceremony to respect the Coastal and hopefully get seven teams that get 4-4.
I'll settle for 3. I would love to see a 3-way 4-4 and the winner come from that.
That would be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun.
You know, in 2012, we had 3 teams at 5-3. That's the disputed year. The year that everyone claims. No, we won it that year.
We did.
Okay.
Next up.
Oh, no, Joe.
Next up from Parker on Twitter. Hey, Joe, in your opinion, I love this question. In your opinion, is Matt Rhule a better NFL coach or Sam Darnold a better NFL QB? who's better at their job?
Oof. That,
right?
That is a very good question. At first blush, I would say that.
Like, has Sam Darnold ever won more than five games in the season? Maybe.
I have to go back
that first year.
I got to go back and look. Well, I mean, look, Sam Darnold's out here looking at ghosts against NFL competition. Most of Matt Rule's turnaround love comes from beating who in college?
No one.
He was at Temple and while he was at Baylor,
no
right?
No one. Yeah.
When you look at his record in college, you look at where the majority of the wins come from. And no notable wins, like big wins, then yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that Sam Darnold is a better quarterback than Matt Rule is a better coach. That in college,
but at the NFL though is the question.
In the NFL, then I'm still going to go Sam Darnold.
Okay,
I'm still going to go Sam Darnold. Yeah, man, Sam Darnold's not the one that's putting a kicker in a position to win a game at 62 yards out.
Here's your reason: Sam Darnold got another NFL job.
Yes,
Matt Rule will never get another NFL job.
Sam Darnold will get a third
he probably
NFL
will.
Job.
He'll get another look at it. You're right.
Whereas Matt Rule most likely won't. Next up.
Next up from Sean on Twitter. Hey, Joe, who could be legit head coaching candidate when Matt Rule gets the boot after this season?
I mean, given Dave Tepper's history, he likes the big shiny object. He likes to make the splash. He likes to make the headline. There was a report that Sean Payton was somebody of interest for the Carolina Panthers. Now, why Sean Payton would take that job, given that the Panthers are in the same division as the New Orleans Saints, well, then that doesn't make any sense to me. Sean Payton would leave for the Dallas Cowboys whenever the Mike McCarthy thing wraps up. Maybe Tepper learned the lesson in that you don't go and get the hotshot college coach, and maybe you go get yourself a coordinator that's highly thought of in the NFL. But, you know, right now I couldn't tell you who the hottest name is. I mean,
you got too much faith in the man.
Look, man, you don't make that much money by repeating the same mistakes.
True.
If you're David Tepper.
That's true.
So you make that money by screwing over municipalities like like Rock Hill, you know, and you know, putting brass balls on your desk.
It's not Joe Brady's not going to come through, right?
No, I don't okay. think so. Oh, don't. Never forget that Joe Brady, after one season, after a middling season, was a hot coaching candidate.
You know who is in the Nick Saban rehabilitation school right now?
I do not.
Bill O'Brien is the offensive coordinator at Alabama.
Perfect. 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 I love it. Next up.
All right, two more. And hey, Joe, next up from Zoot on Twitter. Hey, Joe, who finishes higher in the Premier League table, Everton or Manchester United? Okay. Next up. And hey, Joe.
No, we will answer the question.
Zoot suit riot.
It'll be Everton. Shout out to Luke DeCock, News and Observer. That's his team.
Okay.
Although, isn't Everton like the NC State of the EPL? If I have that right.
Where's Richmond going to finish?
When is Ted Lasso season 3 coming back?
Soon, I think.
Is it soon? I have no idea. Speaking of NC State, I think one of the executive producers is an NC State guy.
Nice.
Regardless.
Pack pro.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go with Everton because it looks like Manchester United is a hot dumpster fire right now. Elon Musk, by the way, made a jokey tweet about buying Manchester United. And I'm sitting here thinking, I thought you said you wanted it to turn around. Why do you want that? It's going to turn into a Dogecoin stock. What are you guys talking about? You don't want that. Next up.
Last up from Nada on Twitter. Hey, Joe. Why do people not recognize the difference between journalism and content?
Nada, why do you want me to go back to the old me? I don't want to go back to the old me. Look, I think that question came up because of yesterday's show where we talked about North Carolina women's basketball coach Courtney Banghart getting into a bit of an internet kerfuffle because of what she said about NC State fans being classless. And she went on this podcast that's hosted by a guy named George, the British Tar Heel. We've had George, the British Tar Heel, on this show. And my argument yesterday simply was pointing out that this is what kind of happens, or this is what happens, when fan-based media, or media that is coming from a fan's perspective, gets handled in a very awkward way, right? Because this quote gets out there about State fans, but then magically the video that it was on goes private and edited. The podcast itself gets edited to scrub that from there. Like, come on. You know, you and I have been put in positions where we've been told, hey, I want you to take that out of the interview. And we've gone, no, that's just not how it works.
Right.
Here's how we're going to present this. So there's that. I got some criticism yesterday, and I thought it was fair that I came off in pointing out inconsistencies in authentic presentation, that I basically called this British Tar Heel fan an inauthentic experience. I got accused of being elitist, gatekeepy. Got it. Totally fair criticism. I'm not going to fight back on that. What I will say is that I do have a pretty decent track record of understanding the evolution of where media is going and not getting in the way of how things are going and actually trying to adapt to how things are going. So I'll just say this. As more and more people try to get into the content business, I don't want to call it journalism because it's not journalism. That's its own separate entity. But if you're thinking about getting into the content business from whatever perspective you want to enter the said content business, fan perspective, you want to be taken as a legitimate member of the media, any number of things. The one thing that I would suggest is understanding legitimate criticism of your work. And when you receive legitimate criticism of your work, that it is not you being canceled, not you being silenced, not you being gatekept by established media. No, if you want to be a part of this, you have to understand that there is going to be criticism of your work or a disagreement in your opinion or how you go about things. And how you handle said criticism is going to say more about whether you are about this life or not. Everybody wants to be in here, but not a lot of people want to really be about that life. Okay? Shout out to the pastor in Durham who went viral last year when he talked about, you don't want to be out here. Okay? You're trying, you know, boba teas and...
Whoa. Don't go there.
And they're out here doing this. Okay? You don't want to be out here. All right? You don't. So that's my point. If you're going to enter into this realm and get into the content business, well, then you're going to have to understand that folks are going to criticize you and how you go about presenting your content. And if you truly believe your content, then it'll win out. It'll win out. If it's inauthentic, well, then it'll quickly be buried. Like some of the artifacts we put at parking spot 1983 at Carter Finley Stadium.